All right, the quarterback will not change, gentlemen. It'll be Blaine Gabbert for the second straight week, coming off three touchdown passes, a career high, by the way, in his 41st career start. Paul Calvisi, Kyle Odegaard, Darren Urban. There will be change, though, at receiver, some because of injury maybe, but mostly because of performance.
Yeah, I mean, clearly this is a position that, quite frankly, for a second straight year, everybody thought was going to be the strength of the team, and it's devolved a little bit, and I think this year has been a little bit worse than last year, and it's costing them. And when you can't run the ball, you really need the passing game to click. And when you're dropping some passes and the passing game isn't clicking, that makes it really hard on your offense.
And the fans, hard on the guys. And you know what? When you're dropping the ball, they should be.
Right. I mean, it's clear, especially guys, when you're talking about a J.J. Nelson and a Jerron Brown and John Brown, these are guys that have been in the NFL for several seasons. If it was a rookie who felt the pressure, you could understand it, but Bruce Arians has been clear the last couple weeks that he hasn't been happy, and now a guy like Chad Williams is going to get his shot.
All right, so you saw Ricky Seals-Jones come in. He has chemistry with Blaine Gabbert. He attributed that. Chad Williams the same, right? They spent a lot of time together on the scout team.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing you do benefit right now by having your third-string quarterback, and Blaine Gabbert is he's worked with the guys that you're going to now give a chance to. As you mentioned, the tight end, Ricky Seals-Jones, Chad Williams. It did look like it made a difference in Houston, although the other thing that made a difference in Houston was a secondary that's not very good, and the Jaguars have a much better secondary.
You guys want some numbers on Jacksonville, by the way? Number one scoring defense, number one total defense, number one in takeaways, number one in sacks. You better catch the ball. There won't be that many opportunities. There's a reason the Cardinals went 3-for-10 on third down. There were a lot of drops involved there.
Yeah, and Blaine Gabbert played really well in that game. And like you say, the margin of error is so much smaller in this one that if you drop those passes, it's not going to be a good result.
Of course, Larry still managed 9 for 91 yards. And that is Cardinals Insiders.